This will make your soldiers fight with desperation. Cao Huan, who later became emperor, was surrounded by a great army. His own force was comparatively small, consisting only of 2,000 horses and something under 30,000 foot. The enemy had not drawn the lines of investment very closely together, leaving gaps at certain points. But Cao Huan, instead of trying to escape, actually made a shift to block all the remaining outlets himself by driving into them a number of oxen and donkeys roped together. As soon as his officers and men saw that there was nothing for it but to conquer or die, their spirits rose to an extraordinary pitch of exultation, and they charged with such desperate ferocity that the opposing ranks broke and crumbled under their onslaught.
On desperate ground, proclaim to the soldiers the hopelessness of flight to save their lives.
Burn your baggage and impedimenta. Throw away your stores and provisions. Choke up the wells. Destroy your cooking stoves. And make it plain to your men that they cannot survive, but must fight to the death. The only chance of life lies in giving up all hope of it.
For it is the soldier's disposition to offer an obstinate resistance when surrounded, to fight hard when he cannot help himself, and to obey promptly when he has fallen into danger.
The story of Pan Chao illustrates this point. When Pan Chao arrived at Shanshan, the king of the country received him at first with great politeness and respect. But shortly afterwards, his behavior underwent a sudden change, and he became remiss and negligent. Pan Chao spoke about this to the officers of his suite. "Have you noticed," he said, "that the king's polite intentions are on the wane? This must signify that envoys have come from the northern barbarians, and that consequently he is in a state of indecision, not knowing with which side to throw in his lot."
"That surely is the reason. The truly wise man, we are told, can perceive things before they have come to pass. How much more, then, those that are already manifest?"
Thereupon he called one of the natives, who had been assigned to his service, and set a trap for him, saying, "Where are those envoys from the barbarians who arrived some day ago?" The man was so taken aback that, between surprise and fear, he presently blurted out the whole truth. Pan Chao, keeping his informant carefully under lock and key, then summoned a general gathering of his officers, 36 in all, and began drinking with them. When the wine had mounted into their heads a little, he tried to rouse their spirits still further by addressing them thus,
"Gentlemen, here we are in the heart of an isolated region, anxious to achieve riches and honor by some great exploit. Now it happens that an ambassador from the barbarians arrived in this kingdom only a few days ago, and the result is that the respectful courtesy extended towards us by our royal host has disappeared. Should this envoy prevail upon him to seize our party and hand us over to the barbarians, our bones will become food for the wolves of the desert. What are we to do?"